Greetings and welcome to the Audio Tidbits Podcast Network. We hope you enjoy the show.
I'm Dr. Gary Crow, and this is How to Matter.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. This is episode 32, and it has been quite an excursion over the last few weeks, trying to get everything worked out, the equipment, the format, and all of the various aspects of putting a podcast together. I suspect it's like any other thing that we come across as we go through our lives, go through our days. Anything that seems really worth doing turns out to be at least twice as difficult and takes twice as long as you expected it to. With this particular process, it seems to be taking a little longer, and it also seems to be a little more complex, a little more difficult than I had anticipated. I had told my wife that I'd probably have this down pretty well pat by the time I got to episode 20, and here we are at 32 and I'm still working on it. I think it also lets us know that most of the important things, most of the worthwhile things in life aren't a finished project at any point in time. They're kind of a continuing endeavor, something we continue working on. If we want to get better and better at getting better and better, whatever it is we do, I think we'll generally find that it takes time, it takes patience, and most of all, it takes persistence. One of the things that we have a tendency to do is to try things we haven't tried before, and podcasting for me is one of those new things. When I was in junior high school, I played in one junior high, seventh grade football game. And so I had practiced and done all the things I was supposed to do. And finally, almost to the end of the ball game, the coach let me in. As you might suspect, we were losing rather badly, so it didn't make too much difference. And on the play that I was in, the first play I was in, the running back simply came right through the line, zooming right past me, and was over into the end zone before I had any idea what was happening. I don't want to say that I was slow, but I didn't catch on that quick at that particular point in time, as a matter of fact. At any rate, after the ball game, my dad took me out for ice cream, which he always did, when, you know, things were kind of difficult and not going as well as we thought they might. And he asked me, he said, "Well, how do you think you did?" And I said, "I don't think I did very well." And he said, "You know, I kind of have to agree with you." And so we ate our ice cream, and he said, "I have a suggestion for you, something you might want to consider." And I said, "Well, okay." And he said, "I think if I were you, I might, you know, pass up on football and see if I couldn't find something that I was good at. And then I would spend all of my time and effort getting really good at it." And I think that that's true in lots of things. We're not good at everything. We don't do everything equally well. We don't have unlimited talents. We don't have unlimited abilities. But for all of us, there is that sweet spot, that place where we can thrive, that place where we can do really well. So what I would encourage you to do is to find the sweet spot, and pursue it. Whether or not podcasting turns out to be the sweet spot for me, I don't know yet. I'm still working on it, but I think it's pretty much fun. It's a lot of interesting kind of work, and it makes a nice hobby, something interesting to do. And it also gives me an opportunity to kind of pursue my passion, which is sharing some of my experience, some of my insights, some of my thoughts that I've developed over the years in mental health and in substance abuse treatment, in child welfare, and various aspects of human services, to share some of that experience with other folks, to share that experience with you. And I'm glad that you're listening today. I'm glad that you've decided to tune in. I don't really have a major point to make today other than, you know, find something you're really good at and then spend your time and effort getting very, very good at it, to getting even better at it. And we will talk along the way about how you might go along, how you might go about doing that. Since I don't have anything particularly beyond that to say, what I'm going to do is to do two things. Number one, since you're listening to this, you could do me a favor. If you would send me a little note, a quick email, either on Twitter at drgarycrow, or even better, as an email to gac@drgarycrow.com, I would really appreciate it. Just let me know that you're listening, and, you know, if you have some suggestions or recommendations, that would be fine. If you have something nice to say, I would value that a good bit. And we could at least have some contact so I know that you're out there and tuned in. So what I'm going to do then is to give you a little extra treat, something I thought was kind of interesting, a sort of a fun kind of thing about how we deal with things when the crisis comes, when push comes to shove, so to speak. So I hope you enjoy it.
Don't be afraid to take a big step when one is indicated. You can't cross a chasm in two small steps. David Lloyd George, it sure sounds like good advice. One should not be too timid or play it too safe. Sometimes you need to take a chance, but notice that it's recommended only when it's indicated. Therein lies the rub. How do you tell when it's indicated? Some days you get the bear and some days the bear gets you. But you may want to double check to be sure the attack is imminent before you pursue hand-to-paw combat with the bear. If you detect angry bear breath, it's likely indicated. That clarifies the indicated part of the advice, but what about the don't be afraid part? It's not at all obvious why an absence of fear is either important or required. Suggesting that one should or can confront life's angry bears without a good measure of fear and trepidation is absurd. Were David Lloyd George here today to discuss the point, a line from Rudyard Kipling would be apropos: "You're a better man than I am, Gunga Din." That leaves only the issue of not being able to cross a chasm in two small steps. It sounds like one is being encouraged to leap and pray. That's like jumping off a cliff and hoping you can fly. Maybe this is good advice, but only if that angry bear is actually snapping at your heel. If not, you might take time to build a bridge, consider climbing down the cliff and back up the other side, or perhaps finding a trail around the chasm. Whether the cost of staying where you are is worth the risk of falling in is also likely worth a moment of careful contemplation. As Alexander Pope admonished, "Fools rush in where angels fear to tread." The conclusion is that the advice embedded in the quote is pithy but suspect. It implies that reluctance to take a big step reflects cowardice and maybe even a serious lack of character. Neither is true. George's advice is certainly food for serious thought, but should only be consumed with a large grain of salt.
Thanks for joining me for this episode of How to Matter. If you have any comments, suggestions, or other kinds of things you would like to share, my email address is gac@drgarycrow.com, or you can reach me on Twitter @drgarycrow. You can subscribe to How to Matter on your favorite podcast player, or simply go to drgarycrow.com and click on the subscribe button. I sure hope we have a chance to visit again soon.